Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
All this week, we're speaking with a number of the directors of this year's Oscar-nominated documentaries, and you can catch up on this entire series at our website, thetakeaway.org. Today, we've got Jim Spione, whose film Incident in New Baghdad has been nominated in the Documentary Short category. It's also won the Best Documentary Short at the Tribeca Film Festival and the Boulder International Film Festival. It's a 23-minute long film, and it follows Ethan McCord, with time as a U.S. Army specialist, as he discusses the effects that the war in Iraq have had on him, specifically the effects of the 2007 killings of 8 mostly unarmed people by U.S. attack helicopters in the Iraqi district of New Baghdad. Among the dead were 2 Reuters journalists. The event received international attention in 2010 when leaked footage of it was released by WikiLeaks under the title Collateral Murder. McCord was on the ground as this was happening, and in the clip he can be seen saving a child who's been injured in the gunfire. Here's the clip from the video.
You're clear.
All right, firing.
Line here. Wind stays line up. Let me know when you get it. Or shoot. Light them all up.
Come on, fire.
Ethan McCord has since become an anti-war activist, and he's actually received some criticism from former battalion members for doing so, and he's on the line with us from Wichita, Kansas. Ethan, I wonder if that video still has the same effect on you now. You must have seen it a number of times now.
I've definitely seen it more than I want to. But I even before the video came out, I was seeing it in color in my head every day. So the black and white is a little less traumatizing as the full vivid color in my head.
That's fair enough. What kind of criticism are you getting? Responses from your former battalion members?
I'm getting some negative, mostly violent threats towards me and my family. They're not too happy with the fact that I brought this out. As far as speaking about it, you know, opinions are different. There's a saying that you put 50 privates in a room and you're going to and have something traumatic happen, you're going to get 103 different stories.
And yet instead of you know, becoming less public about it, you've decided to become more public about it. Why?
Because I believe that this is something that that everybody should see, the what soldiers are faced with on a daily basis in Iraq and Afghanistan. You know, this isn't just one incident. This isn't just a few bad apples strained from the system. This is, in fact, the system in which we're trained on how to act and react when placed in war.
How did you find out what happened to the kid that you were trying to help?
Yeah, they actually both survived. They are living with their mother and uncle in New Baghdad.
That's Ethan McCord, a former U.S. Army specialist and the subject of the documentary Incident in New Baghdad, which has been nominated for an Oscar. Also with us is the director of that documentary short film, Jim Spione. Jim, why this particular incident? I mean, if you're going to do a documentary about the horrors of war, you have thousands of moments to choose from, right?
Right, of course. Yes, but obviously this incident appeared on my computer desktop, as it did to millions of other people in 2010. And this video that WikiLeaks released, I believe, is one of the most significant historical artifacts come out of the whole war, because it shows in real time, unbroken, not the edited video that they put out, but the actual complete video, which is what I used for my film, in unbroken time, just how these incidents go down, how easy it is for confusion to happen. It's very hard to figure out, for American forces to figure out exactly who the enemy is. And you can see in that video how quickly it escalates into by the time the second engagement happens, it's a van pulling up to help somebody. which I think for a lot of people is the most shocking part of that. But the reason I made the film beyond that is that I was looking at the treatment of the whole thing in the mainstream American media, particularly television, was this series of he said, she said, you know, kind of artificial debate situations, which we do with just about everything now that goes on.
Oh, yeah, you got to give pundits work.
Right. And but no one was bothering to find out, like, well, who was there? What happened on the ground? And then I found Ethan doing an interview for a website. But curiously, Ethan was totally absent from my TV screen otherwise. And I, you know, here he was, a guy who said he was there. He helped rescue these two kids and significantly had come out and turned against the war. I think that last bit of information is why he was absent from your TV screen. That kind of isn't allowed into the, you know, the news, quote unquote, liberal media TV broadcasts don't really go there. So I wanted to talk to him. My goal has always been to talk to as many people who were involved in this incident as I could. And that's still my larger goal, is to make a longer film, looking at it from a number of points of view of lives, American and Iraqi, that were impacted that day.
Well, let me go back to you. That was Jim Spione, director of the Oscar-nominated documentary short film Incident in New Baghdad. And Ethan McCord, you see in that WikiLeaks video, the former U.S. Army specialist. You know, Ethan, there was a lot of angry talk about the soldiers that were involved in that incident and what was kind of described as callous behavior, the way that they were speaking about the people they were firing on. I wonder what you think about that, whether or not Americans really need to separate the soldiers from their marching orders.
Well, as far as the quote gallows humor that soldiers use on a battlefield, it's not much different than the gallows humor that, say, a doctor or a nurse would use in a hospital. It's a coping mechanism for us. It's a way we get through doing what we have to do in war to basically separate our emotions from our actions. But I think that, you know, all too often soldiers, the lower enlisted soldiers, are the ones to blame and being charged with crimes like the Afghanistan kill teams and stuff like that. When by all means that soldiers should be held accountable for their actions, but I also believe that the upper enlisted and the upper officers all the way up to the policymakers should also be held accountable for the way that they're training us to act and react.
So, Jim, how do you think this story – I mean, what do you know about the story now, having spoken with Ethan – that you didn't know when all you saw was the coverage of it and the video itself?
Right. Well, I mean, as a filmmaker, I'm interested in interesting characters. And that's the thing that first leapt out at me about Ethan. Here was this guy who joined the war effort post 9/11, like a lot of guys. I want to help out. I want to, you know, do the most I can. You know, wants to be in infantry and ends up, you know, coming out completely disillusioned and everything. So my goal was to look at this, how this incident and by extension war in general, how it affects lives on a very personal level. So with Ethan, of course, one of the stunning things that he revealed to me and is in the film, of course, are the photographs he took on the scene. As soon as I saw these, I realized that as shocking as that video from the helicopter is, it's extremely abstract.
It's even
and
more
once
so.
You're down on the ground at the ground level, you're seeing what war really looks like. So that was something he.
And
it's not pretty at all.
And, well, let me take that to you then, Ethan. I called you an anti-war activist, and I wonder: are you anti-war or anti-Iraq war?
I'm not anti-war. I am anti-Iraq war. I believe that there are reasons for the U.S. To go to war, but I do not believe that our place was in Iraq.
All right. So, but what about Afghanistan? Is that a different subject?
Definitely a different subject, as the fact that I have not been in Afghanistan. So I couldn't comment on that personally. I can only comment on Iraq, in which I spent many, many months in. As far as the Afghanistan war, you might need to talk to an Afghanistan vet about that.
Well, gee, that doesn't help me make up my mind since I haven't been to any war at all. Ethan McCord, former U.S. Army specialist. He's the subject of the new Oscar-nominated documentary short called Incident in New Baghdad. The director is Jim Spione. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can comment. You can actually listen back to the other interviews we've done on Oscar-nominated documentaries. And while you're at the website, weigh in on the other conversation we're having this morning. Democrats in Michigan are planning to vote in the GOP open primary. They're planning to vote for Rick Santorum because they don't want Mitt Romney to win Michigan. What do you think? Fair or foul? A listener in New Jersey sends this text, "All's fair in love, hate, and war." So I'm wondering which of those listener in New Jersey you put politics in, part of the love, the hate, or the war. Give us your thoughts, 8778-MY-TAKE, or you can send us a text to 69866. Just start your text with the word take. I'm Celeste Headlee. John Hockenberry is out today. This is The Takeaway.